Bedtime Routine by SPN fanfic Reblog writes, LMRB19. Rating is mature. No archive warnings apply. Category is male-male and multi. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Arthur Ketch / Dean Winchester / Gadriel. Characters, Arthur Ketch, Dean Winchester, Gadriel Supernatural, Emma Supernatural, Slice Girls. Additional tags. Nudity, alternate universe, modern setting, alternate universe, college / university. Professor Arthur Ketch, firefighter Gadriel Supernatural, mechanic Dean Winchester. Dean Winchester is the parent of Emma, Supernatural, Slice Girls. Polyamory, triad, freeform, thruple, no smut. Gadriel is the parent of Emma, Supernatural, Slice Girls. Arthur Ketch is the parent of Emma, Supernatural, Slice Girls. Domestic fluff, established relationship, naked Arthur Ketch, kid fic, sort of, kid Emma, Supernatural, Slice Girls. Family fluff, storyteller freeform, Arthur Ketch reads to Emma, Supernatural, Slice Girls. Emma natural, Emma matters to the narrative, Supernatural, the Slice Girls. Cuddle slut, Dean Winchester. Bedtime stories. Emma calls Arthur Ketch Papa, Supernatural. Emma calls Gadriel Ray. Emma calls Dean Winchester Daddy. Husbands, multiple partners, SPN fanfic pond, prize. Summary. Nightly routine for this family. Notes. If I missed any tags, please let me know. Gadriel is washing the few dishes by hand and then hands them to Arthur, who dries them off. He sets them on the drying rack to put away later. Gadriel begins to playfully shove Arthur. Arthur bites his lower lip and shoves back, just as playful. Gadriel grins and sticks his tongue out at him. Arthur raises a brow with a small smirk. Gadriel's eyes widen, and he quickly goes back to finishing washing the silverware. Arthur comes over, placing sloppy, open-mouth kisses on the back of Gadriel's neck with a scrape of his teeth. The man visibly trembles at the kisses and closes his eyes.
"Ketch,"
warns Dean. Arthur looks up, innocent eyes.
"All done? She's all yours, storyteller."
Arthur places a chaste kiss on Gadriel's cheek and meets Dean, handing him the hand towel. He leans in and gives Dean a peck on the cheek.
"Harry Potter, it is. Have fun,"
says Dean with a wink and smacks Arthur's slacks-covered ass. The Brit walks into a small bedroom that is very much princess and fantasy-themed with unicorns, dragons, and fairy decorations.
"Hello, princess,"
Arthur greets. The blonde-haired child in bed is in a matching Disney princess shirt and shorts, with a large book from the Harry Potter series. "Hey, Papa," Emma greets in return. "Will you do the voices?" Arthur grins and sits down, taking the book in hand, and nods.
"Of course, love."
He looks for the bookmark.
"Now, where were we?"
Back in the kitchen, Dean puts away the dishes while Gadriel walks to Emma's room. Before Gadriel knocks on the open doorway, interrupting the story, he takes a few moments to watch Arthur read to Emma, doing different voices for each character. He remembers how Arthur was determined to have Emma like him when he came into their lives, and when he learned she loved being read to, he started trying to do voices. He has gotten really good, but only does it for their little girl. Gadriel decides now to knock on the doorway. The two look up. Gadriel stares into those matching green eyes and freckled face that screams she is Dean's daughter.
"Wanted to say goodnight to my girl."
Gadriel's warm timbre echoes in his smile. "Ree!" The 7-year-old squeals and reaches out towards him. He walks around her bed and kneels on the floor, giving her a hug and a kiss on the cheek.
"You be good for your papa, okay?"
"Okay, Ree." She places a quick peck on Gadriel's cheek before settling back into Arthur's side.
See you soon. Gadriel promises to his partner as he walks back around the bed and places a kiss into his hair. Arthur nods and picks up where he left off. By the time Arthur notices Emma having fallen asleep against him, he realizes he lost track of time. He kisses Emma's hair and slowly shifts to help his little girl get under the covers for a nice bout of sleep. He puts the book down next to her dragon lamp and turns off the light. He leaves her bedroom door open a few inches to act as a nightlight. When he walks into his bedroom, he finds a topless Dean cuddled up with Gadriel in his usual undershirt and the comforter on their laps. The Grand Tour is playing on their large screen TV. The two pairs of eyes look at him expectantly as he pulls off his tie. He places it on the chest of drawers and continues with unbuttoning his shirt.
"How are you doing, Professor?"
inquires Dean with a pout. Arthur's eyes widen with his mouth slightly open, disbelieving that Dean is flirting with him.
"What?"
Dean leans toward his partner with a smirk.
"I can't flirt with you now?"
A flush begins to creep across Arthur's cheeks. He can never get over Dean flirting with him and enjoys it. He slowly takes off his shirt, revealing his soft, hairy chest with nice definition, and tosses the shirt in the hamper, only part of it making it in. Gadriel's eyes soften.
"Arthur."
He places his fingers against the small smile on his lips.
"I know. I know. Thank you, Dean. Did you just thank me for flirting with you?"
Arthur, realizing Dean is correct, he closes his eyes and chuckles as he pulls his belt from his slacks.
"Yes, darling, I did."
He places his belt next to his tie, shaking his head. He looks at his partners, eyes dancing with happiness.
"I need a shower,"
Arthur advises with no segue. Dean rolls his eyes and cuddles back in with Gadriel.
"Okay."
Arthur unbuttons and unzips his slacks, pushing them down until they fall to a puddle at his feet. His black boxer briefs don't hide anything to the eye. He winks when he catches Dean's green eyes.
"Don't worry. I'll be quick." "You better be,"
Dean grumbles. Arthur saunters into the bathroom.
"I hate it when he does that. You're just upset that he teases before flirting back."
Gadriel accuses and kisses Dean's temple. Dean harumphs and tries to watch the show, unsuccessfully. He's craving Arthur's touch, loves snuggling with his men. About 15 minutes later, Dean and Gadriel have shifted to the middle of the bed as they wait for Arthur. The man exits the steaming bathroom, naked as he rubs a towel into his hair. Dean loves that Arthur sleeps naked. It means lots of potential for fun during the night, and usually, there is. Arthur hangs that towel back up in the bathroom and keeps the door open before returning to the room. The two men scoot apart and Gadriel pats the space between them. Arthur grins wide and goes to the foot of the bed, crawling up between the two men. Dean is unable to wait and runs his hands down his partner's back and hip as Arthur gets settled under the comforter. He grins back at Arthur and cuddles into his side. Arthur reaches out to allow Gadriel to do the same. The three men lay on their Asian King four-post bed and cuddle while finishing up the episode of The Grand Tour.
"Love you,"
says Dean into Arthur's shoulder.
"I love you, Dean, and you too, Gadriel,"
Arthur replies.
"I love you too, Arthur."
Gadriel kisses Arthur's cheek and snuggles in a bit more as his eyelids begin to feel heavy.